A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And he said to them, "Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come with power." Well, this week's gospel readings are from the middle of Mark's gospel, and they represent quite a turning point. You may recall that Mark had begun his gospel with these words, "The beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Son of God." So Mark clearly identifies who Jesus is. But in the gospel so far, what we have seen of Jesus has been mainly his healing the sick and challenging the Pharisees. In Wednesday's reading, things came to a crisis when Jesus asks the disciples, "Whom do you say I am?" And Peter speaks of Jesus' identity, "You are the Messiah." But yesterday, in the reading, we realized that Peter had not understood the meaning of Messiah, perhaps seeing in the term some suggestion that Jesus' followers might have a role to play in the government of Jesus' kingdom. And Jesus spoke to him sharply. Well, in today's gospel, Jesus tries to lay down the truth. And to do so, he turns away from Peter and from the disciples and speaks more clearly and more publicly. And he takes the issue of power that Peter seems to be so concerned with, and he spells out just what is required of those who follow him. It's not easy to explain because it is truly a profound paradox of power. It involves denial and taking up a cross. Now, these words of Jesus are often taken to mean that we need to make a personal commitment, a willingness to put up with aspects of our lives that we find difficult or painful. But I think Jesus was talking of something with a much broader significance. When he talks of taking up a cross, there is only one meaning that could have had for the disciples. In the Roman Empire, it could only refer to the cross on which dissidents were executed. It was the means by which Rome ensured its total power over the people. So when Jesus invites his followers to take the way of the cross, they understand clearly what that signifies. But he invites them to reflect on the paradox that those who seek the kingdom of God cannot save their lives by preserving them, cannot lose their lives by giving them up. It means that to be last is to be first, and to be first is to be last. So Jesus' words today have a graver significance than asking us to put up with the difficulties of everyday life or to make personal sacrifices. They call us to make a choice in the way we live our lives, to profess Jesus or to deny him. Whoever wishes to follow me, says Jesus, and here's the crunch, profess me or deny me. Well, those early disciples faced the might of the Roman Empire. In our modern world, the challenge for us is more likely to come from our neighbours, our workmates, our employers, government officials, even our family. But we don't profess Jesus just by observing the rules of the church or by giving up sweets for Lent. Recently, I was at a wonderful weekend gathering where we were addressed by an elderly sister from the United States. She was in her mid-70s. She had the kind of figure we describe as broad as she is tall. She said of herself, "I'm allergic to food. It makes me swell up." She walked with difficulty, and she was a long way from home. But she simply dismissed her own difficulties as she spoke with great wisdom and compassion about spiritual growth. One small saying of hers that begins to make sense for me in the light of today's gospel was this: never, never, never turn away.